Shalom, everyone, and welcome to Hebrew Lesson 3. Today we are going to be continuing our beginner's series of Hebrew. And first, before I get started, I want to make a couple of announcements. First, I created a page that's going to house all the lessons. This way there's one central location where you can find all the different lessons. This way, you know, as you progress, if you ever want to go back and reference something in another lesson, there's one location where you can find all of them, and that is up in the main menu. You will see Hebrew for Christians, and that will have all the lessons linked in it. It's still going to be an individual blog post as well. That way people get notifications. If you subscribe to the blog, you'll get a notification when there's a new post. And if you haven't subscribed and you want to do that, if you look over in the right-hand side, you'll see subscribe. Go ahead and put your email in there. That is not my mailing list. That's something different. This will only let you know when there's a new blog post up. But so it's still going to be on the blog so that you get those notifications, but this provides one central place for everything. In addition to that, I've also started a Facebook group for everyone who is taking these lessons so that you have a community, so that you have a place to go if you have questions. Eventually, I'll be doing things like Facebook Lives to go over things that maybe I'm not covering in the course, little extras for you. And then also, once you get some Hebrew letters under your belt, I'm going to start doing a Hebrew word of the day so that you can expand upon your vocabulary. That won't be in the lessons, but it will be in the Facebook group. So I will link the group below, and I hope that you join. You guys are helping me out too, because as I've said before, I'm not a native Hebrew speaker. So if I don't use it, I lose it. And you guys, this is all a great place for us to practice. And also, if you go over to Israel and you use any of the phrases, you can come back and let us know how it went. You can share pictures of your trips to Israel and things like that. So it's just a good place, a sense of community where you can practice what you've learned. So I will link that. It will be linked on this post, and it will also be linked on the main page as well. So I'm going to start off by saying, Boker Tov, Vebruchim Haba'im Le'Evrit. Boker Tov means good morning. Good morning. So Tov is the word for good, and Boker is the word for morning. So Boker Tov, good morning. The way you say good evening is Erev Tov, Erev Tov. Laila Tov is good night, Laila Tov. Now I said Vebruchim Habayim Le'Ivrit, and I'm going to break that down for you. So Bruchim Habayim means welcome in plural. So that is how you say welcome to someone when you're speaking to more than one person. So you're speaking to a group, you'd say Bruchim Habayim, welcome. The individual, the singular form of welcome is Baruch Haba. Baruch Haba. Remember that guttural, that h sound. Baruch Haba. Baruchim Habayim. Baruch Haba means welcome. But Baruch also means blessing. I'm sorry, not blessing. Blessed or blessed. It's heard in a lot of blessings over like the Sabbath candles, blessing over the bread, the wine. They typically start with Baruch. So for instance, the blessing over the candles is Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzavanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos, which is blessed are you, O Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us to kindle the Sabbath lights. So Baruch means blessed or blessed. Baruch haba means welcome, but Baruch haba b'shem Adonai means blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So it could be used either way. Again, it's all about putting it in context. How are you using it? So if somebody says Baruch haba to you, think about it. you should be able to put it in context. Do you think they're saying welcome, or do you think they're saying blessed? It's pretty easy to determine how it's being used and in which way. So Baruch haba, welcome. Bruchim habayim, welcome. Usually when you see an im, the im at the end of the word, it's usually indicative of a plural. So if you see im, you know that it's a plural. Now I said Baruch haba b'shem Adonai, is blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is used in scripture. So Matthew chapter 23, verses 37 to 39 say, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, who kills the prophets and stones those sent to her. How often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were unwilling. Look, your house is left to you desolate, for I tell you that you will not see me again, Jerusalem, until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So in that last verse, verse 39, it would be, For I tell you that you will not see me again, Jerusalem, until you say, Baruch haba b'shem Adonai. Now, since I referenced Matthew, I just want to kind of do an aside here for a second and talk about Jesus's name. Now, Jesus was a Jewish man raised by a Jewish mother whose name was Miriam. We call her Mary. It's been anglicized to Mary, but her Hebrew name is Miriam. He was raised by Miriam, and he was called his Hebrew name by his mother, his disciples, all those around him, and his Hebrew name is Yeshua. Yeshua. Yeshua HaMashiach translates to Jesus the Messiah. So his name in the Hebrew is Yeshua. If you go to Israel, you will hear, if you're talking to a Hebrew speaker, you will hear him referred to as Yeshua. You will hear him referred to as Yeshua by the Jewish people. So familiarize yourself with the name Yeshua. Whether you call him Jesus or you call him Yeshua, doesn't matter. As long as you call him, either one is fine. But just be familiar with the name Yeshua. So we talked about Baruch Atah, Baruch Haba, I was about to launch into the candle blessing again. Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai. Adonai means Lord. So Adonai is the Hebrew for Lord. We also said Baruch Haba B'Shem Adonai. B'Shem, in the name. So Hashem is the name, and Hashem is a name for God. God is referred to in Scripture. If you read the original language, Hashem is used. So when you see Hashem, it is a name for God, but it literally translates to the name, because his name is the name. And then there's also Elohim. So if you're studying the Bible in Hebrew, again, you're going to see Elohim. Elohim is the word for God. You will see this very frequently in Scripture. Note the im at the end, and remember what I said about plurality. Elohim is a plural masculine form. So this just demonstrates the plurality in the name of God, We know God has a triune nature, and it's actually in his very name. And this is the name the Jewish people have used for God since the beginning of time. So the plurality is right there in his very name, which I find amazing. So I wanted to share that with you. Elohim is a plural masculine noun. I've always found that fascinating. So let's move on and start learning some more Hebrew. So we have Baruch Haba. And Bruchim Habayim, we have Boker Tov, Erev Tov, Laila Tov. Now we're going to talk about, excuse me, because in previous lessons we learned how to ask if somebody speaks English. If you're over in Israel and you want to ask if somebody is able to speak English, oftentimes when we ask someone a question like that, we interrupt them, we say, excuse me, excuse me. So the way you say excuse me in Hebrew is Slicha. Remember that guttural, that ch, Slicha. I have a little bit of a sore throat, so I'm having trouble with my guttural. So I may just point out to you when there is one, because I can't really do it right now. Slicha. Now, slicha, the same way excuse me in English can mean excuse me, like pardon me, I'm interrupting you, or I need your attention. We also say excuse me, like if we bump into someone or we're trying to get through a crowd, we might say excuse me, excuse me. It's the same in Hebrew. Slicha can also be used in that sense. So if you bump someone in the market or in the shuk, you can say, oh, slicha, I'm sorry. Now, there are other ways of saying I'm sorry in the traditional sense that you would say I'm sorry. Like if you let's just say you accidentally, because we know that you would never do it on purpose, you accidentally offend someone with something you say, you would say I'm sorry. And that would be ani mitztayer for a man, ani mitztayeret for a woman or a female. So ani, if you recall, means I, mitztayer for a masculine, mitztayeret for a feminine. Mitztayer, mitztayeret. I'm sorry. I know you guys would never offend anybody, but that's the only excuse or the only example I could come up with. So, ani mitzayer and ani mitzayeret. So now if you ask someone if they speak English, we went over it last time, they might answer with kein for yes or lo for no. But there's another way they may answer, and they may say kitzat. Kitzat means a little. Kitzat. At mitzaberet anglit? Kitzat. Ata medaber anglit? Kitzat. So familiarize yourself with kitzat, because if you're going to Israel, a lot of people who maybe aren't English speakers might know a little, so you might actually hear that quite a bit. Kitzat. Now going back to the beginning, I said Boker Tov v'bruchim habayim le'ivrit. Le'ivrit means to Hebrew. Welcome to Hebrew. So let's take the L away because we're not going to use that right now. Ivrit is the Hebrew word for Hebrew. Ivrit. So the same way you ask someone, let's say a female, you say At medaberet anglit. You can also ask if they speak Hebrew. At medaberet ivrit. Ata medaber ivrit, for a man. So ivrit is the Hebrew word for Hebrew. Now we're going to learn a couple of pronouns, and I'm only sticking to two today because these are really confusing pronouns. I can tell you I mess these up all the time. The Hebrew word for she is he, not H-E, it's H-I, but it sounds the same. So she is he. So if you were to say she speaks English, you would say he medaberet anglit. He medaberet anglit. The Hebrew word for he is who, H-U. So to say he speaks English, it would be who medaber anglit. Who medaber anglit. If you wanted to say she speaks Hebrew, you would say he medaberet ivrit. He speaks Hebrew is who medaber ivrit. So she is he and he is who. So now let's move forward on to numbers. We learned 1 through 5 last week, which was 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now in this lesson, we're going to learn 6 through 10. And I want to get you through the numbers because I believe in the next lesson, we're going to be going over how to ask how much something is, and then learning a little bit about currency. Because if you're going over to Israel, you're likely going to go, if you go to Jerusalem, you're likely going to go to the Shuk, which is the market. And you're going to want to know how to ask how something is. And let me tell you something, a little something about the shuk. When you ask how much something is, there is an expectation of haggling. Jewish market owners expect you to haggle. They will not be insulted if you bargain with them on the price. So please do. It's expected. Israelis haggle about everything. So it will not be an insult to them if you try to bargain the price down. So just know how to ask how something is, how much something is, but also know that you can try to talk them down from that. So we learned 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Now 6 is 6. 6. 7, 7. 7. 8, 8. 9, 9. 9. And 10, 10. 10. So you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So last time we learned the name for the day of the week known as Saturday, which is also the same as the Hebrew word for Sabbath, and it is Shabbat. Shabbat is Saturday and also Sabbath. Today we're going to learn Monday. I'm going to skip Sunday for right now, and we're going to go straight. We're going to just go right through to Monday. The Hebrew word for day is Yom. So if you're familiar with the holiday Yom Kippur, it's Day of Atonement. Yom is day. So the Hebrew word for Monday is Yom Sheni. Yom Sheni, Monday. Yom Sheni. Yom is day. Yamim, again there's that im at the end, is the plural. So it's days. So Yom is day, Yamim is days. Shavua is week. Shavua is week. Sof HaShavua is weekend. I'm not teaching you that right now. I'm showing you how it's used. We'll learn more about weekends and how to ask someone's plans later. But Sofa Shavua is weekend. So if I was going to ask a female friend, what are you doing this weekend? I would say, Ma'atosa b'Sofa Shavua. What are you doing this weekend? Ma'atosa b'Sofa Shavua. So Shavua is week. Yamim HaShavua is days of the week. There's that yamim, that plural for day. Yamim HaShavua. Ha is the Yamim HaShavua, days of the week. So now we're going to jump in and we're going to start reading. We're going to learn two more letters in the alphabet. And the first one I have a trick for. Some of them, I'm not a native Hebrew speaker, so sometimes I need little tricks to try to remember things. Because if I don't read Hebrew for a while, I might get letters mixed up here and there, and I do that all the time. Gimel is one I always remember because I have this mental picture in my head when I look at the gimel that it looks like a high heel with like an ankle strap. So you see the heel in the back and then the toe and then you have the strap up on top. So when I think of a high heel, I think of girls wear high heels. So when I see the letter, I think girl and ga. Remember last time I said that the name of the letter starts with the sound the letter makes. So gimel is ga. Girl, gimel, and therefore I remember that one. Dalet is the next one. It kind of looks like a number 7. I have no trick to remember this one. I just remember it. I'm sorry. If you can think of one, please comment and let me know, but I have no trick for Dalet. But Dalet, again, has that duh sound. So Dalet is a D like dog. Duh. So we have guh and duh. Gimel and Dalet. So I would just, you know, keep trying to memorize them, memorize the shape of the letter, and practice as much as you can with the sounds. So you learned the aleph last time, which has the ah sound. You learned bait and vait last time, which is the b and the v sound. And we made our first word, abba. Now we're going to practice our second word in Hebrew. So you are now actually going to be able to read two words in Hebrew. Remember, Hebrew is read from right to left. So from right to left, we have dalet and gimel. We don't have any vowel points yet. We're not learning the nakud yet because I don't want to confuse you. And I think because many people want to do this so that they can do biblical studies, it's better to learn it without the vowel points because a lot of the old texts won't have them. So I want you to look at this and try to think I will tell you that the only vowel is in the middle. Try to just think, I'm going to pause for a second, try to think of how you would pronounce this word. Now, if you're right on the money, I want you to comment below and tell me that you got it right. But this was the Hebrew word dog, dog, like ah, dog, and it means fish. So congratulations, you have learned how to read abba, and you have learned how to read dog. So you can read father and fish, so dog. So comment below and let me know if you were close or if you got it right. It's just a good way to practice the different sounds. I usually, when I start off, I try to just read the consonants together, dug, dug, and see. It's going to be one of those things that you're going to have to learn as you're reading what the context is, and because you may have more than one word that looks the same. So again, it all comes into context. It's just something you learn, and we will eventually incorporate the vowel points. Especially if you're, you know, when you're reading something more modern, you're going to have those vowel points. So you're going to need to know what those are as well. But for right now, I think it's good to read it without it. So dog. So congratulations. You have now read your second word. And that is the end of this lesson. Again, please join the Facebook group. I would love to have you over there. And I look forward to speaking with you all in lesson 4. So I appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you soon.